This is an executive summary of return of capital and right distributions, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Not every dollar a right distributes is taxed the same way, and one component surprises many investors: return of capital. When a portion of your right distribution is classified as return of capital, it is not taxed in the year you receive it. Instead, it reduces your cost basis in the shares, which defers the tax until you sell. This happens largely because rights use depreciation, a non-cash deduction on their real estate, which reduces the rights' taxable income below the cash it actually distributes, so part of the distribution exceeds taxable earnings and is treated as a return of your own capital. The effect is a tax deferral, and often the rate conversion benefit, since the deferred amount typically resurfaces as capital gain at sale. But it comes with a responsibility: you must track your basis carefully, because if it ever reaches zero, further return of capital becomes taxable. This guide explains, educationally, what return of capital means and how it works. It is not tax advice, so verify the current rules with your tax advisor. Return of capital shows up across many kinds of rights, and our 2026 Guide to Private and Non-Traded Rights explains how each structure handles distributions. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.